WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Congressman Bill Huizenga is expecting a vote either late Saturday or early Sunday on three foreign aid packages after a great deal of negotiation in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson's finally allowing votes on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Huizenga says putting all three into separate bills is an innovative strategy.
I think that's a better strategy than what had come out of the Senate, and which is what the White House and the Senate had said, which is don't bother amending it, House. Don't split it up. Don't look at it too closely. You just have to accept what we put forward, and that never was an acceptable position.
Huizenga says he's inclined to vote for the Israel aid, although he wants to know if any support will go to UNRWA, the agency that Israel alleges gives support to Hamas. As far as Ukraine, Huizenga says some of the aid would be a loan that he believes Ukraine will be able to pay back when the war's over.
Ukraine is one of the largest deposits of all the rare earths that are around. They obviously are very successful with agriculture. I mean, they're a very rich country in and of themselves.
Huizenga says Johnson has split the two, so House members in support of Israel but not Ukraine can vote. The aid packages are expected to pass, although they could possibly cost Johnson his speakership as far-right Republicans are threatening to remove him. Former Hartford Police Chief Tressa Beltran has pleaded guilty to two charges after being charged in a drug case last year. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel charged Beltran with eight felony counts and one misdemeanor after Beltran was accused of taking pills from the drug disposal box at the police station. Nessel's office says Beltran's pleaded to one count each of delivery or possession with intent to deliver less than 50 grams of a controlled substance, a 20-year felony, and use of a computer to commit a crime, also a 20-year felony. Today, Beltran admitted under oath that while she was working as the police chief, she possessed controlled substances with the intent to deliver them and that she used the computer to arrange those deliveries. The case was investigated by the Van Buren County Sheriff's Department after the missing pills were noticed. Beltran will be sentenced June 24th. Berrien County's 911 Dispatcher of the Year is Stephen Ballard. At a meeting this morning, the Berrien County Board of Commissioners, Under Sheriff Greg Sanders said Ballard has worked with 911 Central Dispatch since 2020 and serves as a training officer, an officer in charge when an officer is not present. He was nominated for his role helping to catch a murder suspect in Baroda.
On June 18th, took a call regarding a shooting that had occurred resulting in one of the individuals dying. To help out, they looked for cell numbers that might have been associated with the suspect, and he made several calls and ended up speaking with the wife of the suspect who was with the suspect at that time.
Through her, Ballard convinced the shooter to pull over and surrender to police. Police say 57-year-old Mary Mabry was sitting in her backyard patio and 60-year-old David Mabry shot her. The Stevensville man was later picked up by police without incident, partly thanks to Ballard. Board of Commissioners Chair Mac Elliott saluted Ballard and the other four nominees.
I don't know that in memory there has been a more impactful Dispatcher of the Year award than we're going to be dealing with this morning. All honorable and meritorious candidates.
Also recognized were nominees Berrien County call taker Bobby Evans, Berrien County Dispatcher Cindy Napier, Berrien County Dispatch Supervisor Sarah Blurton, and Niles Dispatchers Danae Fitz and Mark Fitzsimmons. Elliott said they all work to change and save lives each and every day. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners is considering how to go about seeking a renewal of some key countywide millages this year. At this morning's meeting, commissioners were told the committee set up to study the public safety millage, the 911 millage, and the senior services millage recommended keeping the rates the same and seeking a six-year renewal rather than the usual four. Commissioner Jim Curran said it's expected an increase for the police and 911 millages will be needed, but this year is not a good time to seek it. Thought was an increase could be sought in a couple of years.
We anticipate probably having to raise that millage within that six-year period. So getting it off of that rotation, and like the chair said, being able to revisit that within the first 2 years and possibly going for an increase was a better way to go than the climate right now of asking for an increase now. So it was kind of 6 years. We get it off the rotation with the other ones and to revisit it within the next 2 years for a possible increase.
Some commissioners said they were more comfortable seeking a four-year renewal. However, the majority liked the six-year idea with a possible revisit in 2 years. Chair Mac Elliott said a resolution will be coming to seek a four-year renewal for the senior millage and a six-year renewal for the 911 and public safety millages in August. The Bicentennial Bridge in Benton Harbor and St. Joseph is back open. Michigan Department of Transportation and a contracted crew completed the replacement of a failed hydraulic cylinder shortly before noon today. The bridge had been in a closed position with limited boat traffic allowed underneath since March 27th. With the bridge now repaired, all boat traffic can once again move through. 25 Niles High School students who take part in the CTE program had a special occasion this morning. Greater Niles Chamber of Commerce Director Ryan Boschool tells us they got to do something a lot of college-bound athletes get to do.
We did a signing day for some of the students who know that they're going on into kind of a skilled trade career path. We wanted to celebrate that because our country, our region, our city need more students to engage in these skilled trade professions.
For signing day, the students made official their intended careers. Boschool says there's a growing movement of students who get to work preparing for careers that don't require a traditional four-year degree.
They're in the CTE program at Niles High School, led by Kerry George, and so they've been on this path for some time, and now they are about to embark upon it for real.
Boschool says the Chamber of Commerce encourages the CTE students because there are a lot of employers in the area seeking those trained and skilled trades. Industry partners were on hand for signing day to support the students as they announced their plans with letters of intention. Cass County Sheriff Richard Benke is retiring. Benke, who served as a sheriff for 8 years, says the decision wasn't easy, but he's decided it's time for a new chapter in his life. Benke started out with the Cass County Sheriff's Department as a deputy in 1987 and was later named supervisor of the dispatch center and then became undersheriff, a position he held for 13 years before running for sheriff. Benke says it's been an honor to have the opportunity to make Cass County a safe place to live. He has not announced any plans for what's next. Meanwhile, Cass County Undersheriff Clint Roach has announced he's now running for sheriff. He's been undersheriff for 8 years and has worked for the Cass County Sheriff's Department since 1993. Today is National Line Worker Appreciation Day, and Indiana Michigan Power took some time to share with its 500 line workers and contractors its thanks and words of encouragement from customers. Spokesperson Kara Stevenson told us line workers put themselves on the line in all conditions and emergencies to restore power to those who have lost it.
These are our first responders who they show up in the midst of any condition. So it's during the night, it's during the cold, the heat, whatever type of extreme. They're there to not only provide that reliable power that we look to every day, but also they restore hope after a storm has rolled through.
Stevenson says I&M line workers not only serve 24/7 for the company's customers, but they've also respond to emergencies in other areas of the country via mutual assistance agreements. She points to hurricanes down south, several of which I&M line workers have responded to. Customers were encouraged to leave a positive comment on an I&M social media post for the day to thank line workers. And a Berrien County construction company is planning to revitalize an outdoor space as it prepares to move into a new headquarters. Schmidtke Construction and Contracting's Brianne Schmidtke tells us they're moving to a five-acre property on Sawyer Road in Sawyer and want to restore it after some damage to the ecosystem.
The initiative is really to what we call rewild the area and kind of bring a more strong ecosystem. So that encourages pollination, native species to southwest Michigan, and really discourages the invasive species.
Schmidtke says the rewilding project began when the company did a controlled burn to rid it of invasive vegetation and allow native plants to regrow faster. Up next will be the management of invasive species and the strategic installation of native southwest Michigan plants. After that will be a multi-year stewardship program carried out with ecological restoration firm Pizzo and Associates to create habitats, encourage pollinators, fight invasive species, and beautify the area. Schmidtke says the company wants to help the ecosystem thrive as it moves into the Sawyer area. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. At an event in Philadelphia, President Biden was joined by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s sister, Carrie Kennedy, and other Kennedys who announced their endorsement of the president's reelection. More from ABC's M. Nguyen.
President Joe Biden received a major new endorsement from several Kennedy family members, despite one of their own, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., launching his own independent bid for office. The family saying Biden has been a champion for all the rights and freedoms that their father and uncles stood for.
Nearly every single grandchild of Joe and Rose Kennedy supports Joe Biden.
Robert, the nephew of former President John F. Kennedy, has a slim shot of winning, but pundits believe his bid could draw votes away from Biden. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
Jury selection in Donald Trump's hush money trial encountered new setbacks today as two seated jurors were excused, one after backtracking on whether she could be impartial and the other over concerns about whether he was truthful about ever being convicted of a crime. Attorneys have now seated the 12-member jury, but they still need to pick the alternates. They're serving on the first-ever criminal case against a former U.S. president. The case is the first of Trump's four indictments to reach trial. Trump is accused of falsifying internal business records and making payoffs to two women as part of a scheme to bury stories that he worried would hurt his 2016 campaign. House congressional leaders are toiling on a delicate bipartisan push toward weekend votes to approve a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as several other national security priorities. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson this week set in motion a plan to advance the package, which has been stymied in Congress since October of last year by a bulk of GOP lawmakers resistant to approving more funding for Ukraine's fight against Russia. As the Republican leader faced an outright rebellion from his right flank and growing threats for his ouster, it became clear that Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries would have to lend help in every step of the way. Iran says it could, quote, review its nuclear doctrine as the regime braces for a possible Israeli counterstrike after Iran's strike on Israel this past weekend. The Iranian commander in charge of nuclear security appeared to imply Tehran would consider weaponizing its nuclear program, what the West already suspects, but Iran has staunchly denied for decades. It's another sign the belligerent rhetoric from the regime, which it says will hit back and harder than the first time if Israel strikes Iranian soil. More if maybe sees Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
Sources here in Israel tell ABC News that on at least two nights this week, Israel prepared and then aborted counterstrikes against Iran. The decision to stand down underscoring the complexity and gravity of Israel's next move. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet need to avoid a move that will fuel war with Iran, what might drag the U.S. into a conflict. They also don't want to squander the goodwill of Arab neighbors who came to their defense Saturday night. Israel taking more time to decide what's next. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and U.K. have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concern grows that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. The Thursday action targets entities and the people in Iran involved in drone production. The sanctions were meant to hold Iran accountable for its weekend attack and to deter further such activities. But the practical impact is likely to be limited because many of the targeted companies already were subject to U.S. sanctions, and the individuals singled out for new sanctions are unlikely to have assets in U.S. jurisdictions. And legislation that could ban TikTok if its China-based owner does not sell its stake has won a major boost as House Republicans included it in a package of bills that will send U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel. The bill could be a law as soon as next week if Congress moves quickly. The TikTok bill passed the House in March and has widespread support in both chambers. It was included in the House foreign policy package after negotiations with the Senate over how long Chinese technology firm ByteDance Limited would have to sell its stake in the app. President Joe Biden has said that he will sign it. WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast.